Is this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show. Yeah, what is up, ladies, gentlemen, and people from all around the world? I'm Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and
powerful
way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you're stuck in traffic,
pumping some iron,
undergoing surgery,
lathering some soap,
drinking a nice glass of cold water on a hot day,
drinking some pisco sour.
Oh, or cooking mushrooms. I'm joined here in the studio, first of all, with the legend himself, the almighty Max Power.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. You know, enjoying my time here.
Are you ready to take this podcast to the max?
Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Let's maximize.
Let's max out.
You guys are going to go on and on with the puns.
And let me not forget our other co-host today, the man who makes taking candy from a baby like taking candy from a baby, Justin Murray.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. First of all, what is the expression like taking candy from a baby?
It means it's just so easy that there's no real effort in it.
And also, Mr. Power, I believe you mentioned something about pisco. What is pisco? And how can you learn from this podcast while drinking pisco?
Pisco sour is a Peruvian drink, but some Chileans say it's Chilean.
And have you actually tried pisco sour here in Chile?
I have actually tried it in Peru and in Chile.
And where do you think it is better?
They're both the thing.
It's the same thing?
Yeah, the same thing.
Okay. And pisco is like a rum, right? It's kind of like rum and they mix it with lemon?
Yes. I like it. Yeah, I would say I like it. What do you like it?
I do like it, yeah. I must admit, I do like it. It is a nice drink. It's similar to the Brazilian caipirinha. Would you not say?
I like caipirinha too, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Justin? Caipirinha or pisco sour? Which one will win in a fight?
Well, I think they're both good. But I have to say, if both of them were put on the table and I was supposed to choose, I would say definitely caipirinha.
Yeah, I think I would also choose the caipirinha. No offense to any Chileans or Peruvians, but Brazilians have the better traditional drink.
It's true.
So we have a pisco sour packed episode of Real Life Radio for you guys today. So let's get this show on the road and move on to today's shout outs. You know you make me wanna shout,
kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and okay, we got two shout outs today. First one is for Amran from Canada. He didn't really say much, but he did give us 5 stars and we love 5 stars. Helps us out a lot.
Wait. Where did he give us 5 stars though?
In iTunes.
Oh, okay. Why is that important again, Max Power?
We appreciate 5-star iTunes reviews because they make us rank higher in the, you know, in the iTunes podcast world. So other learners might actually find it easier.
Yeah, that's right. So what did Emran have to say about the podcast?
He said, absolutely useful. He's a man of many words.
That's all he said?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's powerful, right?
It is powerful. Absolutely useful. Awesome. Well, thanks a lot for that, Amarin. And you said there's a second one, extra special shout out for some special people.
Yeah, actually, the Real Life English coordinators in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, they've been organizing some rocking parties. Actually, they just broke the record, over 200 people at our last party.
Mm-hmm.
and I just heard compliments in every direction about their performance.
Sure.
They're really holding the fort down.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, what does to hold the fort down mean?
Well, to hold the fort down, I think the fort comes from like maybe the military days when you have a military fort.
It's so a base, it protects the port.
Yeah, so it just means you're doing a good job like actually like maintaining the integrity and safety of the structure. And yeah. It's obviously it's a metaphor.
Definitely they're not retaliating.
Yeah.
And you want to just name a few of the amazing people who are helping us out?
So Allison, Bianca, Camila, Priscilla, and Thiago. They're really rocking it there, doing a great job, great leadership, and we're really inspired by you. So thank you very much. Big shout out. Big oh yeah to you guys from Santiago.
Really making that environment absolutely useful for everyone there in Belo Horizonte.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Max went to a party in Belo Horizonte last year.
Yeah, and it happened to be around my the same day as my birthday, so it was kind of like my birthday party. It was really awesome. Really liked it.
Yeah, and one of the questions that we put on our activity, an activity that we always do at our party, which is meet someone who, and there's generally 6 questions.
Yeah.
And one of the questions that we put on this activity was meet someone who, whose birthday it is today.
I remember that, yeah.
And everybody was speaking to Max Bauer. Awesome. So again, thank you a lot for the shout outs. We're always wanting to hear from you guys, so please feel free to give us a shout out. And remember, it does help other people like yourselves who are really looking to improve their English. So do everyone a favor and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Alrighty, so let's move on to today's
kick ass
quote.
Oh yeah,
I'm kick ass. Okay, so today's kick-ass quote comes from a pretty kick-ass guy. His name is Albert Einstein.
Wait, didn't he invent the iPad?
I think he did. Okay, and this kick-ass quote goes a little something like this. If you can't explain it to a 6-year-old, you don't understand it yourself. I'll just repeat it so you guys can really understand it. If you can't explain it to a 6-year-old, you don't understand it yourself.
Well, my question is, can you explain that quote to a 6-year-old?
Touché. Well, let me explain it to you guys in that case. So this is pretty much saying, in other words, that if you really, really understand something, whether it be the English language, how to teach English, Spanish, or maybe music, or anything that you know a lot about, if you can actually explain it in layman terms...
That's an interesting phrase. What does that mean?
So when I say in layman terms, it means a simplified version of what you're going to explain. Yeah. So the quote pretty much means that if you have this ability to explain something quite complex in a very simplified way, that is a good sign that you actually know a lot about that. You really understand it. If you can put it into layman terms, if you can explain this to like a 6-year-old so you can understand it, that's proof that you really know a lot about that subject. Yeah, so that's kind of a funny quote coming from Albert Einstein. I wonder if he could explain the theory of relativity to a 6-year-old. It sounds quite complex. I don't even know what that is, really.
So I don't think this quote's about, you know, a 6-year-old needs to understand it like you do, but you need to understand it well enough, and it's presented in a way that's simple enough so it's accessible to a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so... You don't need to teach them everything, but just something that they can understand in a really simple way.
Yeah, I guess everything has a simple explanation when you get down to the root of it, right?
I say it's to explain or to base your explanation on the fundamental elements of something that you're trying to say that is complex. Like if someone was to actually explain to me the theory of relativity by Einstein... That person would have to put it in layman's terms, right? Because otherwise I wouldn't be able to understand it.
Which is a lot of times just like a simple metaphor,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I think metaphor is definitely a great way to really understand something because you can kind of like picture it in your head. It gives you like an actual vision of what that is because you can actually associate it with something else. And that helps you remember. It really helps you remember what that is.
Yeah.
Which is really cool because I believe in today's conversation topic, we're going to talk a little bit about some figurative expressions.
What do you mean by figurative?
Idiomatic.
Okay, and what do you mean by that?
That means that they're not...
literal, sometimes.
Exactly, yeah. And a lot of the time with these expressions, obviously, because you kind of picture that image in your head, it makes it a lot easier to remember. Wouldn't you guys say?
Absolutely, an image is everything for your memory.
Mm-hmm. And Max is a bit of a idiomatic expression fan. You're always pulling a new one out of your hat.
Exactly, so I am creating a ebook right now, and so I took 10 idioms or expressions from that ebook, which is still in development. And so I took 10 expressions, and you know, I wanted to share these expressions with listeners, and so we're gonna go through them.
Awesome. Well, in that case, without any further ado, let's move on to today's conversation topic. Okay, so Max, actually the other day you were showing me some of the stuff you do to remember words. You have a little document, you kind of document this all on your computer, and then you record yourself saying it, then you listen to it afterwards. Is that your process?
Yeah, it's a complex system, I'd say. So basically whenever I find an expression on the internet or I hear someone saying it, I just I record it. I write it on a vocabulary list that I have, then I will probably record it, grab some examples from the internet, or I will like invent the examples. And that's basically the whole system I use. It's a little bit more than that, but in a nutshell, that is the system I use.
Nice, in a nutshell.
And that's what we call a Max Power Lesson.
Yeah. And a lot of these probably show up in the power lessons as well, right?
Yeah, a lot of them show up in the power lessons.
Okay, so Max, let's get this started and let's hear some of these awesome expressions that you have handpicked out of the ebook which you are creating.
Yeah, let's get into it. So the first expression that I decided to share is jump on the bandwagon.
Cool. To jump on the bandwagon. What is that? What does that mean? How do you use that?
Yeah, it has to do with trends, you know, with what everybody's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, my case, when Facebook first came out, actually, the reason why I got into it is because everybody was doing it. I didn't actually know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I probably wanted to jump onto the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
And not really because I wanted it. I felt it was all the rage.
Oh.
All the rage? What does that mean?
Something is popular, a lot of people are using it, a lot of people like it.
Yeah. It's all the rage. That's all the rage right now. Everybody's already jumped on the Facebook bandwagon. Yeah.
So the bandwagon is actually literally, what is it?
It's a cart. It's a cart, I think.
A vehicle?
That has the band on it, right? And so it's like the popular wagon. It's like the popular vehicle, right?
Yeah.
So there's also a wagon, which is, you know, a vehicle pulled by horses.
Right? Yeah, so that's probably the origin of it, right? Jump on the bandwagon. Like right now, I'm from Seattle, and the football team, American football team there, is actually going to the Super Bowl second year in a row. Now, I was never a fan before, but now I'm jumping on the bandwagon. Seattle Seahawks. Go Hawks!
And it also happens a lot with the World Cup, you know? Maybe you're not really into football or soccer, but during the World Cup, you go crazy.
You become a bandwagon fan.
Yeah.
That's what we say.
Mm-hmm. And when you said you're not really into it, what do you mean by to be into it?
That I'm not, if I'm not into something, it means I'm not interested in it, I don't really know much about it.
Awesome.
Okay, so the next expression we have is to bite off more than one can chew. Don't bite off more than you can chew.
To bite off more than you can chew. So bite is the past of bit? No, bite is the present of bit. So I should really start learning some verb conjugations.
So what happens when you just take a huge bite out of an apple that you can't chew, can you?
Yeah, the apple is kind of too big for your mouth and it prevents you from actually munching down on that thing.
Yeah, what does munch mean?
Munch is another word for chew, but it's kind of harder and stronger and it generally makes a loud noise.
So Max Power, why don't you give us an example of the last time that you bit off more than you could chew?
So you mean the figurative sense, right?
Uh-huh.
So a good example for this is if you take on a job and you actually don't have enough time to get the job done, you're probably biting off more than you can chew, right? Because you will soon realized that you don't have enough time.
Because you have other commitments, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, mm-hmm. and that's a case of the figurative sense of the expression, bite off more than one can chew.
And another similar expression is that you might say, like, I have too much on my plate. If you have to refuse something, so
yeah.
I don't want to bite off more than I can chew. I have too much on my plate.
Both expressions come from food, right?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Because usually when we eat too much, we're full, right?
Mm-hmm. Another great expression. And the next expression that we have here, taken out of the ebook, is to think outside the box. What box are they talking about?
I'm not sure what the analogy is here, but, you know, basically it's to think creatively.
Yeah, I guess that when they say a box, it's because you are constrained in your beliefs. You're supposed to do things a certain way in another or another way, but you never are inspired to do something differently.
There's no expansion.
Oh, right. Yeah,
there's no expansion. That. There's no real like freedom
mm-hmm.
when you're in a box.
Yeah, if you're boxed in, you have to comply to other people's rules and regulations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. An unconventional idea or a bold idea would be thinking outside the box, right?
Yeah.
So artists often possess the gift of thinking outside the box.
Uh-huh. They do, exactly.
They definitely do. Also good teachers, I guess, they kind of think outside the box, you know? They can teach things to a six-year-old.
Yeah, and I would say even, like, idioms are the figurative meaning, which is sort of outside of the box, because the literal meaning is inside the box. It's a literal meaning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to use your imagination.
Nice analogy there.
All right, so the next expression is to roll with the punches. Do you know what sport this come from?
Golf?
I was going to say beach volleyball.
another guess, probably. You just
boxing.
Boxing, exactly. Oh, maybe kickboxing or Muay Thai, and, you know, those are other martial arts. It's
definitely a martial arts sport, yeah, because it has the word punch.
Yeah.
Unless they're talking about punch that you drink.
That's another sport.
Fruit punch. Drinking some fruit punch.
So roll with the punches, what does it mean?
So when things don't go away, you know, instead of fighting back, you kind of go with the flow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, an ideal situation for us, but since it's so difficult to reverse that situation, there's no longer a point in trying, right?
It's more like a balance. It's more like being resilient. Don't get knocked down too much, but just accept the situation and find the best solution.
Yeah, so just imagine actual fight in boxing. So probably if you're getting beat up by your opponent, basically rolling with the punches and waiting to be saved by the bell.
Mm-hmm.
Saved by the bell? What does that mean?
That's another boxing expression, right? It's when you're in a difficult situation and something saves you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the very last minute, second, mm-hmm. you're saved by the bell.
Yeah, like if you're about to get knocked out in boxing and then the bell's like ding, 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 like the end of the round, it's like the person has to stop beating you up now and you're saved.
Yeah, but I would say like roll with punches is definitely like about resilience. It's about coming back and being responsive in those difficult moments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being able to, like you said, go with the flow is a good one too, I guess, as well.
Because nothing's ever really as perfect as you want it to be.
No.
In life, we have to roll with the punches.
We have to
go with the flow.
There you go. Think outside the box and roll with the punches.
Because sometimes, you know, your failures, they're blessings in disguises.
And that's the next one. I don't know what it'll be on that.
A blessing in disguise?
A blessing in disguise would be when you don't expect something and then you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened because I thought it was going to be something bad.
Yeah. Like maybe you lose your job, you get fired or something, and then you get the best job ever after that.
Mm-hmm. When my ex-boss fired me, it was actually a blessing in disguise because now I've got this awesome job.
Yeah. So it's like every ending is a new beginning, right?
Mm-hmm. A blessing? A blessing has a religious connotation,
right? Yeah, it comes
from
religion, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be blessed. Cool. Also, just so you guys know, side note in English, when you sneeze, we say, bless you.
Some people say God bless you, but we don't say that. God bless you is only when you're like praying. That has a religious connotation.
Mm. Blessing in disguise. What's the next one, Justin?
All hell breaks loose.
Oh, yeah. All hell breaks loose when Rob Dog is in town.
I've also heard All Mayhem breaks loose. I don't know how.
All Mayhem?
Yeah.
All Mayhem, yeah.
All Mayhem.
But yeah, so when all Mayhem breaks loose or when all hell breaks loose, it just means that the situation becomes out of control.
Yeah, it goes from being peaceful to being chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And break loose is actually another expression. I mean, it's a verb that it means to escape. If you break loose, you're escaping.
It's being unleashed. It's being let free.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually the image you can project from that expression. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because it's like being held and then to be let loose.
You kind of break the chains, right? And you mm-hmm. go.
Yeah, I don't want to jump the gun, but I think the Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl and all hell's going to break loose in Seattle.
So that means everybody's going to go crazy.
Yep.
It's going to be a little bit out of control in Seattle if they win.
Yeah, but again, I don't want to jump the gun.
Why are you going to jump a gun?
Jump the gun. Another Max Power expression that we have on here.
Jump the gun, right. Can you guys take a guess where this come from? What sport this come from?
Does track. That come from a sport? Track?
Any kind of racing, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they kind of like shoot a gun up in the air.
Yeah.
And then the runners, if it's sprinters, let's say, they just start sprinting.
Uh-huh.
So
wait, what's the difference between run and sprint?
Yeah, running is like general. It could be jogging, which is running at a slower pace, or sprinting. Sprinting is, you know, running as fast as you can. So Usain Bolt, he's a sprinter.
Yeah.
And so a lot of time happens that in these 100 meter races, if they start running before the signal, which is when they you know shoot the gun up in the air,
yeah,
they're jumping the gun.
Okay, because they sort of jump.
Yeah, right? You know, like even if it's a split second too early, that's still jumping the gun.
Yeah, you can get disqualified for that.
Yeah, yeah, I think you do it more than probably twice or three times, you're getting disqualified or something like that.
And generally, the guy that holds the gun, I'm not sure if is he a referee? What do you call that guy?
An official.
An official. He would say, "On your marks, get set." Right?
So jump the gun in the figurative sense, what exactly does it mean?
To do something too early, you know, especially without thinking carefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and today's last expression from Max Power's amazing ebook. Let's just leave them hanging with this last one and later they can find out more about how to get the book.
The next and last expression is to cut someone some slack. And I'd like to know what the literal meaning of that is, so some of you guys may...
Well, let's give an example first, right?
Yeah, let's do
it. The literal meaning?
Yeah.
So I'm going to refer this to another sport, maybe rock climbing. So when you're rock climbing in a dangerous situation, you have a rope attached to you, and someone that pulls on that rope so you can't fall. So that rope is really tight. But if you want to give yourself more room to like climb more, move around more, you ask that person to give you some slack. So the rope that's holding you, suspending you, isn't so tight.
Yeah.
And you can move more, you have more mobility on the rock face.
And in a figurative sense, to cut someone some slack is to be a little bit less strict or maybe to be a little bit more empathetic with someone.
Yeah, empathetic. A little less strict, you might even say lenient.
Lenient, there we go.
Yeah, if somebody is trying their hardest at work and the boss keeps saying, "Hey, come on, where's the work, you're too slow," you might say, "Come on man, cut me some slack, I'm not feeling so well today."
Yeah, usually people say that when in opposition to maybe somebody being strict.
Mm-hmm.
So I might say, "Hey, cut him some slack, he's doing okay."
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome, thanks a lot for that, being here today, Max Power helps us out with the real life radio power lessons.
Yeah, he's like the backbone of that process.
He is. What do you mean by backbone?
It means maybe like the strongest part.
Okay, cool. And if you're in the influencing circle, you know what we're talking about because you guys get these power lessons every Wednesday. If you're not in the influencing circle and want to know what we're talking about, you can sign up to our mailing list and you will receive a free episode of the Real Life Radio Power Lessons. There's going to be a link to that in today's show notes. So if you're not listening to this on the website, check it out at www.reallifeglobal.com/p. Power Idioms. That is POWERIDIOMS. Power Idioms. That was kind of difficult to spell. And let's move on to a new segment of the podcast. This is just something that we are trying out, as we have been suggested to do this by a fair few Real Life Radio listeners. And like we always say, we make this podcast for you guys. So let's move on to a new segment, which is today's killer clip.
Oh yeah. What does killer mean? Like it's gonna kill you?
No, killer would be a slang term for saying awesome, cool. That was killer. That party was killer. So today's killer clip was inspired by a movie. It's not inspired by, it's from a movie that we watched last night, actually. This is a very controversial movie. It actually never played in the cinemas because Americans were too afraid to play it. Am I right?
I don't really know why it wasn't played. I think there were just like bureaucratic reasons, political reasons for it, maybe.
The movie is called The Interview. And it is definitely a very fake movie. It's not based on any real events. But it has a lot of really funny, quirky, rude, but still at the same time, you can use it as a form of learning language, right?
Yeah, so what you say The Interview, and I say Max. How do Americans say it?
You just usually say The Interview.
Interview, yeah.
Okay. The Interview, or like The Internet.
Yeah, so remember, Americans on that NT sound, like international, a lot of times we actually reduce it to a flat N sound.
Like the T is a little bit afraid of N, so it kind of hides.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? It's afraid of the N? Well, in Australian English, our N is not afraid of shit.
Okay, well, maybe in today's killer clip, we're going to see an example of that, possibly.
All right. So this is how it's going to work. You guys are going to listen to the clip right now. We're going to play this for you guys. And then afterwards, we're going to quickly analyze the vocabulary and the aspects of connected speech and the pronunciation. So let's hear this quick scene from the movie, The Interview.
Kim Jong-un is now capable of nuking all of the West Coast. The point is, we're talking about nuclear nations at war with each other.
Why are you telling us all this information?
We're telling you this because you two lucky gentlemen are going to be in a room alone with him. Congratulations, by the way.
That's right!
The CIA would love it if you two could take him out.
Hmm?
Take him out.
Take him out?
Like for drinks?
No. Take him out.
Take out. Like to dinner?
Take him out to a meal?
Take him out.
Like on the town?
Party?
Take him out.
You want us to assassinate the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
What?
You notice people say that a lot when they're sarcastic in American...
What?
They have that intonation in their voice. Like, what? Okay, but anyway, for you guys who didn't really understand any of that, that was actually a scene from the movie where the CIA is actually asking the two guys in the movie to take out Kim Jong-un, who is the dictator of North Korea. But it's kind of funny because she uses the word take out and they understand it to have different meanings. So the first one, when she said, we want you to take him out, one of the guys responds, what, you mean like for drinks?
For dinner.
For dinner? So what's the joke there?
It's sort of a play on words, I think, because the phrasal verb take out literally can mean to take someone out for dinner, as the actors say, right?
Yeah, like take them out. He even said on the town. Take him out on the town.
What does that mean?
That means he's going to actually, you know, go to some bars and some restaurants and have a good time in the city.
Yeah. But idiomatically, it might mean, or it actually means, to kill someone, right?
Yeah, you see this a lot in movies when they assassinate someone.
Take him out,
yeah. They mentioned a few other things. They said, you mean like for dinner or on the town? And he even said, like, you mean like takeout? Because takeout can be something else. Like if I said, what are you doing for dinner tonight? I'm getting takeout. What does that mean?
Takeout is when you get your food to go.
Exactly, to get takeout.
And what about to take the trash out?
that's when you literally grab the trash and put it outside, so usually for the rubbish man to collect it.
Something from inside, something like your house in this case, and you take it outside, take it out.
Exactly.
That's literal meaning of it.
So that was a new segment of this podcast. Just testing it out. Let us know what you guys think. It is called Killer Clips. If you have any suggestions for some killer clips, also let us know. You can contact me personally. It's chad@reallifeglobal.com.
Justin@reallifeglobal.com.
And max@reallifeglobal.com.
Oh, yeah. So we hope to hear if you guys have any advice or suggestions about that. Like always, we want your suggestions and feedback to keep making this the best English learning podcast out there. So let's bring this to the end, and we're going to play you guys out with a song by Franz Ferdinand called Take Me Out, and also give you today's awesome weekly challenge.
Challenge accepted.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so basically what I want you to do is find three idioms, expressions you like, and then create examples with those expressions. Once you do that, comment on the show notes,
which are going to be at reallifeglobal.com/poweridioms.
That's right. Once you do that, I'm going to take those examples and I'm actually going to include them in the ebook, which we're going to give for free to all of our listeners.
Oh yeah. So that means that you can participate in making this free ebook, which is for all of our Real Life Radio listeners.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So thanks a lot for listening today, guys. And like always, you'll hear from us next week on Real Life Radio.